Greetings in Christ's name this morning. The other evening, when Luke Miller was sharing, he shared a quote from Henry Ironside that grabbed my attention and made me stop and think. And I'll share that quote again. God is not looking for brilliant men, is not depending upon eloquent men, is not shut up to the use of talented men in sending out his gospel out in the world. God is looking for the broken men who have judged themselves in the light of the cross of Christ. When he wants anything done, he takes up men who have come to the end of themselves, whose confidence is not in themselves, but in God. So you mean God isn't looking for brilliant or eloquent men? What is he looking for? He's looking for the broken men who have judged themselves in the light of the gospel on the cross of Christ. So why does God want or need us to be broken before him? Can't we be useful in his kingdom without being broken? The last time I shared a devotional here, I talked about our need to surrender every aspect of our lives under the Lordship of Christ. And surrender and brokenness are tied very closely together. So if surrender is the act of giving up my will, my life for the sake of Christ, then we could look at brokenness as being one of the fruits of that surrender. So if there was a choice, I'd much prefer to come up with a way to avoid the need of brokenness in my own life. If we own something that's broken, then we will often try to fix it, or if it's not worth much, we'll throw it away. We don't like things that are broken or less useful. But God does not see our brokenness as weakness or something that needs to be fixed. Rather, God sees our brokenness as a posture of the heart where he can truly bring us life and make us fruitful in his kingdom. My title this morning is Broken to Bear Fruit. Psalm 51, I'll read several verses in Psalm 51, verses 16 and 17. These are beautiful verses that David wrote in brokenness and repentance. Psalm 51, 16. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. God wants my broken and humble heart. He will not turn it away. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. In order for a seed to become a plant, it must die. It must give up its identity as, in this case, this wheat seed. It's 62-pound test weight, 12% moisture, dark and plump, nice wheat seed. Sure, you can still find the shell of the seed in the ground after the plant has grown up, but it looks quite different than it used to, and it's connected to the roots, but that seed will never again germinate once it has sent out its little shoot of life. So what if this wheat seed would one day decide that, well, I think I'll just skip this dirty and wet and difficult germination process, and I'll just find another way to produce 60 more seeds on my own. Well, no, that's ridiculous. Of course not. It doesn't work that way. The seed must become a plant before it can bear fruit. And to become a plant, it must break open and change or die, if you will, in the process of giving life. So we too often resist the process of dying to ourselves. We don't want to give up our agendas, our goals, our hobbies, whatever. Luke 9:23, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. These familiar words from Jesus instruct us of the necessity of daily dying to ourselves and picking up our cross and following him. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If we want to be fruitful in our Christian lives, we must die to ourselves. We must be broken. I like how Dr. Mike Chapman said that brokenness is the shattering of my self-will, the stripping of my self-reliance and independence from God. We are familiar with the story in Mark 14 of how the sinful woman came to Jesus when he was at the house of Simon the leper. And she brought this expensive box of perfume and broke it and poured it on Jesus' head. So some of the disciples had a fit about this. And in my own paraphrase, they said, well, why wasn't this perfume sold for $30,000 and given to Christian Aid Ministries for world relief? But the point of this is that the woman came in the spirit of brokenness and broke open the most valuable thing she had, this very valuable box of perfume. She came in humility, brokenness, and repentance, and worshiped her Savior. A quote from Vance Havner: God uses broken things. It takes broken soil to produce a crop, broken clouds to give rain, broken grain to give bread, broken bread to give strength. It is the broken alabaster box that gives forth perfume. It is Peter, weeping bitterly, who returns to greater power than ever. So in conclusion, God does use broken things. He does use broken people in tremendous ways in his kingdom. Just as seeds need to die to become plants, so we need to die to ourselves, to become broken, to become truly fruitful in Christ's kingdom. In my own life, this feels like it may be like I'm just beginning on this long journey of understanding what this is. But I'm very grateful that I can be a part of this group of believers and journey with you all together. I think we'll sing a chorus now, which Nathan will lead, "Will You Be Poured Out as Wine?" And let's just ponder our response to Jesus' invitation to complete brokenness before him. Okay, let's kneel for prayer, please. God, that is our prayer, to be one with you, to be fully surrendered, to be broken before you. And God, we just recognize that it is a process, it's a journey. Pray that we could walk with you on this journey each step of the way, and that you would show us what it means to live in brokenness before you. Pray for the rest of the service today, and now for Sunday school, for each teacher and every student. Pray that we could learn together what it is to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.